7:06. It's the Roz and Mocha Show.
All right, Trish Stratus, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
So, years ago when I used... I got to do this, Mocha. Years ago when I used to interview you all the time. Like, yep. Years ago.
Yeah.
Back when you were a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
You were very flirty, I found.
Oh,
like,
really?
I always thought we had a thing.
Really?
And then you stopped wrestling, and then I found out, like, you have a husband, and you're very happy.
Well, let me...
Did they tell you to not talk about being in a relationship and be flirty with people?
What you'll find, Roz, during this interview is I will continue to be flirty.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing will change my sweet cheeks.
All right. See, there we go. See, that's the Trish that I used to know. So, Bounty, what, you got a new movie out?
I do.
What's
Bounty
this?
Hunters. I'm just, you know, something I really stepped outside the box here.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm kicking butt.
Really? We've never seen you do that before. Was this a movie role that the producers and the director approached you about, or did you reach out to them and say, hey, I read the script, I really want to be a part of this movie?
No, the director actually wrote with me in mind. He needed a strong female lead,
yeah.
So he chose Trish Stratus and he envisioned me. Didn't actually think I'd actually play the part.
Yeah.
The script landed on my desk. I read it. Trish Stratus definitely leaped off the page. And the fact that these awesome fight scenes, he had these really cool fight scenes that he wanted me to do and said, would you do your own stunts? And I was like, absolutely. Wouldn't do it any other way. So I jumped on board and great Canadian cast and crew and did my own stunts, learned a new fighting art. So I did Krav Maga, which is Israeli special arms fighting.
That's hard.
That stuff is badass.
Oh, it kicked my butt.
How much training did you do with that?
I trained for about a couple months before, actually. It was important for me. I actually stepped into like a producing role in the movie because the fight scenes to me was really important for me to take this opportunity to showcase some of the wrestling stuff that I do to the movie world, right? So I came on board and I met with the fight coordinator and Andrea James-Louis. She's my co-star, my nemesis in the film. We got together for a couple months and did the training together. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, from wrestling, I know that to have that trust factor and that chemistry is what makes a great scene and great moment. So we developed that over a couple months and then I think it really translated well.
See, now I'm starting to get the sense you're flirting with Mocha. It's really disheartening.
Yeah.
She knows I'm a wrestling fan. That's why.
That's
she knows
right.
I used to
that's
watch.
My, that's my boy right there.
What's your, well, and don't take this. What's your body like right now after the years of doing what you
I
did?
I know, Roz. You tell me.
Well,
what?
From my vantage. This is the girl that I used to interview all the time here.
So in other words, boys out there, if I'm flirting with you, don't take it personally. I kind of just do that.
Well, don't take it personally. That's the worst thing you can say. A lot of people came out of wrestling and they have some severe, severe problems with their body. Like, are you physically okay? Like everything?
To be honest, when I left wrestling, that's kind of one of the reasons. Just the wear and tear on my body was kind of catching up with me. And but I found yoga during, like, just towards the end of my career. I found yoga,
right.
And I use it to rehabilitate a herniated disc. And really, that stuck with me. And it's funny because I always say if I had started yoga way back in the day, I'd probably still be wrestling like Ric Flair. But, you know, it's just my body's better than ever, actually.
Yeah.
It's stronger. It's fitter. It's a whole different body. My body, I call it my yoga body. It's very different than the wrestling body. You know, it's a lot leaner. Longer.
I did one of the lessons.
How tall are you?
I'm way taller now.
Okay.
I did one of the lessons on your Stratisfaction yoga
DVDs. You
did? Yeah,
and?
With my girlfriend.
And?
It's tough.
Exactly.
What do you have to do?
Okay.
I can't remember
which. This is the difference with my yoga. So yoga is one thing, and I had kind of this yoga body, you know, because I delved into it. I opened up my yoga studio in Vaughan, and then I got this role, and I realized, I'm like, okay, I have a yoga body, not a fighter's body. So
right.
I knew I'd go back to the dojo. My first day in there, I went, my body's not going to be able to sustain this. So I took the yoga that I was doing, and I started integrating some weight training movements as I was doing the yoga, right? So that's what you do. Created this thing called the
Fit
Gloves.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Did you wear the Fit Gloves?
The upper body one. Well, here's the thing, because we both wanted to know what it was like to wear the Fit Gloves, so she wore one, I wore the other.
Oh, that's good.
Totally
balanced.
Unbalanced, but still.
That was tough.
So that's why you thought that you're rocking the gun show on the right side, I noticed, not so much the left.
Trish Stratus is here, new movie called Bounty Hunters. We got to get you to watch a video real quick. Dammit Maury and Mocha have been twice now doing push-up competitions with each other.
Yes, I hear about this.
Dammit Maury has beat Mocha twice. But
he didn't really beat me,
but this one that we just did, there was video for it. And what the general consensus was is the title had to be removed and is now vacant because
I want
neither
it. I want,
of them they were saying neither of them were doing
form was wrong
actual push-ups.
Okay.
So watch this video really, really quickly, and you tell me.
This is excellent radio right now.
You tell
actually.
Me. So you're going to see Morgan's going to be on this side, Mocha's on this side.
Okay.
Gauge your push. Gauge the push-up. So that's Mocha.
Three.
Okay.
Four,
okay.
And then
five,
here comes Maury.
Six,
are those real push-ups?
Four.
Yep.
Five.
Yep.
Three,
you know what? What I'm viewing here, listeners, is there's some excellent form going on.
No,
I think that that's a real push-up.
I'm gonna be honest. It's not. Yeah. 15,
his chest does. 16, don't just do a push-up. Doesn't the chest have
Maury,
to go all the
no,
way down
this
the
is
ground?
Just. 19, was this for an actual competition? 20, right there.
Yeah.
I would say you're gonna have to get that nose down to the ground. Let's go ahead and the forehead. Let's get a little closer there, Maury.
Like that's not a real push-up, Trish.
You know he is. He's stopping short. I'm going to be honest. He's stopping short.
Okay.
So, Maury, if you could maybe next time, let's go ahead and hit that ground. Let's go right into the ground. Bam.
Wow.
Let's Trish. See. Maury, let's see. Go ahead.
March 9th is when we're doing the rematch.
Oh. Is it? Where is it taking place?
Right here.
Should I come and judge it or something?
Hey,
or?
We would love that if you would.
Okay.
Can you?
The 9th. I'm going to check my schedule. Right. In the meantime, I would recommend doing Stratus for Yoga. My DVD, and you'll probably be amazing. I'm just saying.
All right.
Honestly.
I can't do that stuff.
I'm telling you, I could pound out 100 push-ups right now because of my yoga.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
don't
awesome.
Don't make me get on the ground right now. Don't make me.
If your fans, Trish, saw what you were wearing right now and then gave the offer to just jump down on the ground and start doing push-ups, the fact that Moke and I are saying no,
you're weird.
They would beat the hell out of both of us. The new movie is Bounty Hunters. When does this open?
Tuesday is the big day. It is on DVD. It's available all over the world. Like
nice.
We're going U.S., Canada, and worldwide. And we're having a big red carpet event down at AMC Dundas Square. And it's going to be big red carpet and big autograph signing following the screening.
Awesome.
7 p.m.
Trish Stratus, thank you so much. You're always more than welcome to join us on the Roz and Mocha Show. Before we let you go, as a WWE contacted you at all to come back or maybe make an appearance with the organization?
As of now, at this present moment, no. Yeah. However, things change quickly in the WWE.
Because always see, like, some of the wrestlers who have gone beyond wrestling, they do come back. Stone Cold has come back.
Team up with Snooki last year at WrestleMania.
Right, exactly.
And at this point, just before WrestleMania, I wasn't in WrestleMania. Then I got the call. So, it's like, hey, Snooki's going to be at WrestleMania. Can you be her partner? I'm like, all right.
She
I'm
smells
there.
Like pee, though, right? All the time.
You know what? I didn't notice that. But I do have a non-urination clause. So that's probably why.
Awesome. Trish Stratus, thank you so much.